Come on, y'all. Shift. He's shifting. Come on. Do you feel the shift? The shift. He's taking us to another stratosphere. Hallelujah. The Bible says many are called, but there are few that are chosen. He's shifting. Do you feel the shift? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. A shift. Hey, shut up. Lord, there's a shift. If you will just grab the shift and you will be in this moment and not rush this moment. The shift is here today, but you got to grab onto the shift. There's a shift in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hey, God, what did you expect when you came in the snow? There's a shift. You came all this way in the ice and the snow. What did you expect him to do? He's here. Whatever you need, it's here. And there's a shift. So wherever you were yesterday, today you may have come in broke, but you will leave rich today. There's a shift in the atmosphere. Don't leave here without grabbing a hold of the shift. Hallelujah. A shift. Yes. Oh. Oh, God, I feel you. Hey, God. Oh. Hey. Hey. Ah. I want to preach. But I have to be obedient to the Spirit. The Spirit of God. And he's in this atmosphere right now. Oh, God. Have your way right now, Father. Have your way. Hey, God. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Matthew chapter 22. Oh, God. My goodness. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 22. We're just going to do verse 14 only. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I just need you to know if this is your first time here, the Spirit of God, what you're experiencing right now is the Spirit of the living God. I don't know what you went through this week, but when you step in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew chapter 22, I'm reading just verse 14. For the Bible says, for many are called, but few. But few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. If we never discover why we answered the call and why we follow Jesus, if we never discover why we answered the call and why we follow Jesus, we may not be following Jesus at all. Today, I want to talk to you about the danger of never being chosen. The danger. Hallelujah, God. What are you going to do today? What are you going to do today? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Do what you want to do. Lord, hide me behind your cross. I need you to do what you want to do in this place today. I just want to be obedient to the Spirit of Christ. I don't know what you're about to do. The outline is out of the place. Do what you want to do. God, I thank you. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name, do me a favor. Just touch your neighbor beside you and just say, I love you. Just say, I love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Best week of our lives. Last week we talked about this is the best year of our lives. Yeah, last week we said this will be the best year of our lives. And we talked about how we're going to do it. We talked about how we're going to do it. We declare that my Father will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And we declared the reason why we're going to be supplied is because we supplied when nobody else did. Right? We supplied consistently. We supplied when there was no demand. And what we supplied was pleasing to God. That's why my Father will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. That's why. That's why we're going to have the best year of our life. Now, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. My goal today is to show you how to go from being called to chosen. My goal today is to show you how to go from being called to chosen. But if you don't receive this word, hallelujah, you may not be following Jesus. The Bible, I'm going to be all over the place today. I'm going to be all over the place today. I just want to be able to do what the Lord wants me to do. Yeah. Right? In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, Jesus just got out of the desert place. He was tempted of the devil for 40 days, 40 nights. And his final test, he rebukes the devil, and the devil flees. And as Jesus gets out of that ordeal, he's now recruiting. He's on his mission. He's on his job. It's time to work. We know who he is. He is exactly what the Father says he is. He proved it. He proved it. Hallelujah. And he's going by the river of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, and he sees some fishermen. He sees Peter and Andrew, and Peter and Andrew are there. They're casting their nets. They're casting it. They're fishermen. They're throwing their nets into the sea from the shore. They're shore fishermen. Right. And they're casting it in the sea. And Jesus walks by them and says, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. And the Bible says something that amazes me. It says immediately.
Yes, sir. Immediately.
Let me come over here.
Yes, sir.
Immediately.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Immediately they dropped their nets and they followed them. What? They just left their livelihood on the ground and bounced immediately. Right? A little further down, Jesus runs into the Zebedee boys, James and John. These boys got a boat. they're not on the, they own a boat. They're on the boat with their daddy and servants. They got some money. And Jesus walks past them and says, follow me. And the Bible says, immediately. Immediately. They left their dad. They left the servants. They left their livelihood. They left their inheritance to follow Jesus. Immediately. No hezzy. Hold up. No hezzy. No hesitation. That's what that means, hezzy, just in case. No hesitation. Immediately, they follow him. Come on, somebody. If Jesus asked you right now to follow him, don't you answer this question. Don't you answer this question. Don't you dare answer this question. If Jesus came right now and said, I want you to drop everything you're doing, everything that you have worked your whole life for, everything that you think that you were working for, all your desires, drop it and follow me. Would you follow him? Just think about that thing. Or will there be a hesitation, a holdback, a pause, a delay? Hold on. Let's talk this through. What you mean? A delay. A delay. A hesitation. Why? Why would the disciples, James, John, Andrew, and Peter, why would they drop their livelihoods? This the thing they've worked their whole life to be. Give it up in one word, one moment. Why? 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 Define the word why. The reason. The purpose. Your reason, your purpose. Who are you? What's your why? Most people know what they do. Most people, right? Some people know maybe a lot about how they do a thing. But the people that separate themselves, I'm talking about the elite, I'm talking about the few, know why they do a thing. Know why I do it. Why I do it. Not everybody. I mean, we see it in businesses. We see it in people. We see it in organizations all the time. We see the people who separate themselves. The shift. How is this person different? Because somebody knows why. the purpose, the cause, the reason that we, you understand? The reason, the why, hallelujah. I'm about to get my vocal, listen, my vocal's gonna get real soon. I'm gonna keep practicing, hallelujah. Right? Right. The why. We can talk back and forth about companies that we know their why. I'm gonna say, who are my business people? Apple, because it's easy. That's why I'm using Apple. Just Android fans, it's because it's easy, right? Apple is usually on the top of their game every year. Every year, they're the top, what is it, computer company in the world. Their technology isn't always the best. Their technology isn't always the best. You have people who have companies that got better technology. They have, companies have better computers. Cheaper too. Not, or a better word, not as expensive, right? But what is it about Apple that trumps every other company? And I'm telling you, it's their why. We don't buy what they are, we buy why they did it. We don't buy who you are, we buy why you did it. What you do, why you did it, why you did it. Why? If I was a spokesman for Apple, I would probably say, you know, we believe, right? We, as a company, we believe to challenge the status quo, right? We believe in being different and innovative, and we want to give our customers the best quality service, right? Right? Our computers, our systems, our designs are unique. Our technology is unique. Want to buy one? Right? That's Apple. Think about it. Think about it. Back in the day, I don't know if you guys remember, but Apple used to have iPods. They used to have iPods. Remember the little iPods? But so did Dell. Dell had iPods too. Y'all remember the MP3 players that Dell had? Can you imagine buying an MP3 player from a Dell? But they're both computer companies. But we'll buy anything from Apple because we don't buy what they do, we buy why they did it.
Come on.
Okay, I don't got everybody yet, but I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, right? Chick-fil-A. Bless the Lord. Understand this, as a fitness guy, to me, Chick-fil-A is trash. It's fast food. I know, but let me show you what they do. If I was a spokesman for Chick-fil-A, I would probably say, if you're the type of person that loves quality service, if you're the type of customer that loves, that likes to feel like you're the only one in the room, and you will get a smile when you order and you'll get a smile when you leave. If you're the type of customer that truly, whenever you get your food, you feel like your food is actually healthy. Want a chicken sandwich? I do. You think you're eating something healthy. It's because the way they make you feel, it's their why. And Chick-fil-A, look, Chick-fil-A is so gangster, that means good. They're so gangster with it, they're saying, look, just like you, we value a higher power, a higher authority. So we're gonna take off Sundays because we believe our devotion to God is more important than the profit that we make. I'm an amen me. Amen. You understand? Man, I know you remember TiVo. Remember TiVo? So everybody don't, the youngins don't know TiVo. This is before DVR. TiVo. We turned TiVo into a verb. Remember, we was like, I'm gonna go home and TiVo it. Y'all remember, the older folks know that. The younger folks, the millennials don't know nothing about the TiVo. The TiVo was was if you go back and look at it, they were heavily funded. They were funded, they were marketed, but nobody got it. When it came out, it was like, you know, you can have this thing and you can rewind, you can fast forward, you can pause, you can record, right? But everybody was like, cool. Cool, that's weird, right? But what if they had said, are you the type of person that likes total control? Control over your life, control over what you watch, and don't want to miss a show. Hate it when you come home and you're in the middle of the movie. Well, we have the device for you. You can pause it, you can fast forward it, you can rewind it, you can record it, and guess what? It will also memorize your habits. Want one? Sucks, I want one. Hallelujah. Amen. People aren't concerned about what you do. People are more concerned of why you do it. Why you do it. People ask me all the time, Pastor Jeff, why you work out all the time? Why are you in shape? Why are you in shape? Why do you work out? Well, I have a why. I'll never forget it. Van Bynum knows about it. We were in church and we went to I hope you hit a key for me real quick, a Holy Ghost key. Dun 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 dun. That. Uh-oh. Oh, and we was. Oh, and we was in that bad boy. Getting it, right? Go ahead, hit it. Go ahead, go ahead. Let's play it out. Right? And I collapsed. And I couldn't breathe. And I remember Van was on that bass. Boom, 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 boom. I was 260 pounds. And I collapsed on the ground. And I'll never forget it. Van Bynum, that guy right there, he's a witness to this story. He runs down off of his bass, put it down, comes down and says, brother, you all right? And I was like, I can't breathe. I'm hyperventilating. I can't breathe. Turn the music off. I'm getting anxious and I can't breathe. I'm out of breath. I'm going to die. And I promise you, man, I don't know if he thought I was speaking in tongues, but he turns around, said, you good? Came, went back and got his get hit. And I'll never forgive you for that. And I said, Lord, and I remember the devil, not God. I remember the devil whispering in my spirit said, stop praising him so hard. If you stop praising him so hard, you wouldn't be on the ground. Next time you might not make it. I said, the devil is a liar. The next day, I got a gym membership and I lost 80 pounds. I got my B, and I did it, but that was my why. My why was I was not going to let anything, not even me, stop me from worshiping God. Not even me. This instrument is of the Holy Spirit, and it will do what it was made to do, and that is praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's to praise the Lord. But then there's individuals that don't know their why. They don't know their why. And so they hesitate. They hesitate. Hesitation can get you jacked up. It can have you missing out on going from being called and chosen. Hesitation. Pause. Delay. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Somebody right now is hesitating right now in their relationship. You hesitating. Some of you should have dumped them a long time ago. I'm coming for you. Should have dumped them a long time ago, but you hesitating. You afraid of being alone. But he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So you will never be alone. Hesitation. The hezzy, right? You get jacked up hesitating with the Lord. The Bible records incidences where individuals hesitated on Jesus asking them to follow him in the Bible. Come on now. Jesus Christ asked these men to follow him and they delay. Hold up. Yeah. A gentleman asked the Lord, he says, I'll follow you. And Jesus says, foxes have holes. Birds have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head. I used to read this when I was younger, and I always thought that he was, I was like, well, that's a harsh thing to say, Jesus. This man want to follow you. Why would you say that? And when I first read it, I always thought it meant that this walk is tiresome.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. And Jesus is saying, man, it's hard work. I don't even have a place to sleep. That's what I always thought it meant, but it doesn't mean that. Understand this. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. Birds don't sleep in nests.
Wow. Talk about it.
They make nests. They raise families in nests. They build and grow in nests. They have authority over the nests. So what Jesus is saying is, you don't have enough room for me to be your head, to be your authority, to create my kingdom inside of you, to grow. There's no room. I don't have a place to rest my head on. Second guy, Jesus says, follow me. Hesitation. Second guy, hesitation. Jesus says, follow me. The man says, let me go bury my father first. Let me go bury my father first. And Jesus says something that is cold-blooded. I mean, sometimes when I read this thing, I'm like, Jesus, you are cold-blooded, right? Jesus says, let the dead bury the dead. He said, but you shall proclaim the kingdom of God. I said, what? And I'm like, Lord, what are you talking about? Why would you, the man can't bury his daddy? And the Lord is saying, I don't want you fooling around with dead things. You're hanging around with things that are dead. That relationship is dead, and you're still fooling around with it. You don't even get the high that you used to get, and you're still fooling around with that dead thing. That idea, those thoughts, that's a dead thought. Why are you still thinking those things? That's in your past. Press towards the mark of the high calling. He says, proclaim. He told the man, you shall proclaim the kingdom of God. We preach resurrection. We don't preach death. We preach life. We don't preach death. Stop hanging around the tombstones and start resurrecting some things. Hesitation. Touch your neighbor and say, don't hesitate. Hesitation. My man said, Jesus says, follow me. Jesus says, follow me. Follow me. And the gentleman says, let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Kiss my mama. And I'll follow you. And Jesus says, whenever you put your hands to the plow, don't look back. Because if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Come on, somebody. What you trying to go back to? You trying to get your last, Lord, let me go back and get my last little rendezvous. I'll come back.
Come on,
I'm trying to get my last little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My last, you know what I'm saying? I can't say too much because the baby's wrong. But you know what I mean? Look, let me just go ahead and knock this out real quick and I'm going to come follow. I wish I had an amen over here. I got amens. I got young ones. I can't. I can't say that. I just want to go back and just do some things one last time. Just this one last time. We ain't going to do it no more after this. Because I got to go follow Jesus. I know I'm talking right because the Spirit is not letting me leave this point. Just one more time. One more, that's it. The final, final. Final, final, final. Not the final, the final of the final, final. Because we a month in. Right? He said, whatever you put your hands to the plow, don't ever look back.
Come on,
somebody.
That's real.
The Bible said that the disciples immediately. Jesus says, follow me. Follow me. And they're hesitating. There's a scripture in the Bible where a rich man got it. Yeah, because I didn't want to bring this up, LD Vet, because I don't want to really mess with nobody money. I don't want to mess with your money. I didn't really want to bring this up. I just wanted to go ahead and I want to land the plane now. I like to land the plane. Got to play with your money, right? So rich young ruler comes to Jesus, and he wants to know how he can inherit eternal life. And Jesus says, no problem. No problem. You know, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill, steal, bear false witness. This is for the kids. Obey your mama and your daddy. Obey your mother and your daddy. And the rich man says, cool. I'm just enacting it. He may not have done it this way, but I think it's kind of cool to me. Cool. I'm straight. Cool, Jesus. I'm going to leave you alone. Ho. Before you go, I got this one thing, though. If you want to be perfect, sell all you own and give the proceeds to the poor. Then watch this. Follow me. Hezzy. Oh, wait, I'm about to dug you in a minute, right? Hezzy, right? Hesitation. And the rich young ruler, the Bible says he became saddened. In the book of Luke, there's two versions. In the book of Luke, he said he became saddened. And Jesus stares at him and says, it's hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. It's hard because we can idolize money over God. You can only serve one. If you serve one, you're going to hate the other one. Love one or hate the other. You cannot serve God and money. One's provided, the other one's the provider. Come on, somebody. And I will serve the provider all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Hezzy. The hesitation. Hallelujah. He hesitates. And the disciples sees this and they're like, oh my God, who can be saved? Who can, if he can't make it, who can? And Jesus says, with God, all things are possible. And I feel the Holy Spirit here because I feel like as soon as Peter heard that, He jumped back and he started realizing his why. He says, hold up. We left everything for you. We left it all for you. And I'm paraphrasing because it said mother, father. We left it all for you. We left it on the floor to follow you. And Jesus says, you should have many more over in this world and in the world to come. Because you gave it all up for me. Do you hear the word of God? But that's just a profit. That's just a reward. That's just a profit. That's just our reward. That's still not explaining why these brothers just upped and jumped from their boats and they daddy boat and from their men and their. This doesn't explain their why. Why did they just go immediately and everybody else is on that hezzy? That hezzy. Right? And the Lord showed me, going back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, when he calls specifically Peter and Andrew, the Bible says, follow me, for I will make you fishers of men. As a preacher, I have to do research. I've read commentary, theological writings, and I could not find an answer to the why. And the Holy Spirit hit me this morning. So I need you to hear me here. When Jesus says, I will make you fishers of men, and they drop their nets, his word connected with their why. The word connected with their why, their purpose, their reason. When he says fishers of men, see, they've been fishermen all their lives. Some of them, perhaps they've worked their whole life to be in that moment,
yes, sir.
To have the inheritance,
yes, sir.
of the family business, perhaps.
Yes. Yes.
But that's not their purpose. That's their work.
Yes.
That's not their purpose. It's just work.
Yes.
But as soon as the word connected with their why,
yes.
They dropped everything. It is your connection with your why.
Yeah.
The connection you have with the word of God and your why. What's your purpose?
Yeah.
What is your purpose? I'm landing. Watch this. Jesus dies on the cross. He gives up the ghost. And the disciples the whole time gave up their whole life to follow him. But when he dies, they went back to their work. They left their purpose because their purpose was in the word. And they thought the word was dead. This is why when Jesus shows himself alive and he's cooking on the shore. And Peter jumps out into the water and swims to him and hugs him and kisses him. And Jesus says, do you love me? Feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Why? Because fulfill your purpose.
Yeah.
Your purpose is not to fish. Your purpose is to fish people. For the kingdom of God. That's what separates the called. Ari, Lady A, give me your cell phone. Go to your settings real quick. Go to your settings in your phone. That's the difference between those that are called And those, go to your ring, habitat or something? Right here. Hallelujah. It's the sounds. Yeah, sounds. I want you to hear this. I want to go into your ringtones. Yep. I want to go to the old school joint. I want to go to the old school. She got her stuff all updated and stuff, man. Well, I can't even find it. Babe, this is awesome. Let me see. Messing up my little theatrics here. Let me see if I can just. I'm just gonna play a bell. Oh shucks. Babe, do me a favor. Do me a favor. See if you can find the old school ring, if you can find it. It's like the where it goes. Let's see, ringtone. That's a bell. See if you can find the old school classic. Is it classic?
Yeah.
And which one? They got a whole bunch of them. She got a whole lot of them. Oh, here it is. 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 The difference between the called and the chosen is that the chosen knows their why. They know their why, and they move immediately. They move immediately. Those that are called hesitate. They hesitate. They hesitate. They hesitate. They, hallelujah. 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 God is calling you. Yeah, play that. Play that. Real soft. God is calling you. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. The reason why this is going to be the best year of our lives is because we're going to be amongst the few. Why? Because we know our why.
Yes, sir.
We know our purpose. I'm going to say this. Honey, just close your ears on this one. We'll watch it on replay. Because she doesn't like when I talk like this, but I need you to hear my heart. If I wasn't doing this right now, I would rather die. I need you to hear my heart. Hear my heart. This is my why. Building God's kingdom. I don't care wherever God's put me on this green earth. I am going to be building the kingdom of God. I would rather die if this was not my purpose. I would rather die. And I know that upsets my wife, but understand, you're like, you're married, you got kids, what you mean? You got other things to live for. You got to understand, this is my why.
Yes, sir.
This is my why.
Yes, sir.
My wife is my desire. My children are my desires. And I'm so thankful that the Lord gave me the desires of my heart, because what he gave me helps me build and fulfill my purpose, my why.
Yes, sir.
Homework. Because you know we're an application church. We almost named the church application. You would have liked that? Real, we would call it real application. My email address is pastor@israellife.church. ISREALIFE, one L, .church. I need everybody at the sound of my voice to email me, pastor@israellife.church. I need you to take some time and write your pastor. I want to know your why. You just heard mine. I want to know your why. Because if you don't know your why, you're my responsibility to help you find it. Pastor at isreal.ife.church. I need those emails from everybody. So I should get, my email should get flooded because I don't have no emails now. I should have 400 emails. That's including you online. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to say it again. One L. I'm going to pray in your seating. I'm going to pray for you, those of you online, and then we're going to give an offering, and then we're going to give a benediction. Okay? I want to bless those. If you can, don't run too soon, because I want to give those instructions who wants to be teachers. If you plan to teach in this ministry, don't leave, okay? Because we have something for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this word. My prayer is that it's resonated with your people. I pray that it's touched the hearts and minds of your people. It's given us a connection to why. Why are we here? Why are we doing this? What would you have us to do? God, I pray that if anyone is confused with their why, I'm asking you at the sound of my voice that your word connects with them today. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Let everybody say, amen, amen, amen. Love you. Now, at this moment, this is the moment that is where we try God. We test him to see if he will not pour out a blessing that we won't even have enough room to receive. This is that moment. This is the only time in the Bible where he says, test me. Test me. And I know that I have some people that's listening to the sound of my voice that don't mind trying the Lord. Try him out. See what he does. At this moment, this sacred moment, Michelle, I want them to hear the teacher's thing real quick. Take your time. If you want a text to give is give is, or excuse me, give real. Give real at 73256. Give real. That's text to give. Text give real, R-E-A-L, to 73256. Give real. Don't give fake. Text to give is...
Hold on. That one didn't work.
Yeah, the IRL won't work. It won't. So give real. Don't give fake. So you want to give a check? Yeah, Israel. IRL is fine. If you're giving checks, make it payable to Israel Life. I-S-R-E-A-L. L-I-F-E. And when you have those, we have ushers coming through. Don't leave yet if you are tuning on online. There's an announcement I want to make about a couple of things, and you don't want to miss it. Any guests in the house? Any guests? First-time visitors? No first-time visitors, no guests? Come on, y'all. Y'all got to be spreading the kingdom now. Invite your friend in the snow, in the ice, in the rain. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all of the giving, for those who have sowed, those that have tithed. Lord, I pray that you would tithe back into our lives. Lord, you will do exceedingly and abundantly above what we can even ask or think. Lord, our arms are wide open for you to do and have your way in our lives. God, we thank you for the hearts and minds that tried you, that tested to see what you would do. We're thankful. And we're confident that you will do what you said you were going to do. God, now we're blessing you. We ask that those that wanted to give, that could not give, has a heart to give the next time. We glorify your name, and we bless these tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.